This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison.
Well, the talk about when the Fed may raise short-term interest rates has some would-be homebuyers worrying about what that'll mean for mortgages. But of course, many Americans have their rates locked in for decades. The 30-year fixed mortgage turns out to be largely an American thing. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports on how this helps explain America's relatively high rate of homeownership.
I've come to the leafy suburbs of Portland to meet Josh Reif, who just bought his dream home here. And just in time, interest rate-wise, I asked him to do the numbers.
$260,000.
And what's your interest rate?
3.875. I know that 5, 10, 15 years from now, it's going to seem insane.
Insane, because who knows what prevailing interest rates and inflation and wages will be in 2025, when Reif will still probably be paying 3.875%. Many buyers abroad don't have this financial certainty. Europeans tend to get mortgages that are variable rate or shorter term, like 10 or 15 years. Jacob Kierkegaard is at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
They live with the kind of inherent uncertainty about future interest rate developments that would be, you know, hard to stomach for many Americans.
Guy Sakala at Inside Mortgage Finance says the U.S. system is set up to encourage home ownership and calmer stomachs.
It's pretty phenomenal. Nobody expects interest rates on the next 30 years to remain at 3.75%. In fact, they expect them to go up.
That future interest rate risk is taken on by investors who buy up loans in mortgage-backed securities guaranteed by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which in turn shifts financial risk away from homeowners, making ownership more affordable. Not so in Germany, where fewer people own. Tina Ziekman is a radio journalist in her mid-50s and just bought her first place.
When you buy a house in Germany, it's not usual to sell this house after a few years and go somewhere else and buy another house. Yeah, I think this is the difference to the United States,
where homes, with their affordable, predictable, and tax-deductible mortgages, are seen by many as an investment to sell later or borrow against for education or retirement. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.